Hi everyone, it's Overpowered Every Day. We want to apologize for the past couple weeks where we haven't uploaded anything. This is because we've been having some technical issues and we lost all the recording that we had and all the content that we had in store for you guys. So we just want to hopefully apologize and we will be back stronger. We will be recording something for you and that will be coming out very soon. So for this week, please enjoy the pre-recorded or previously recorded episode. This is before we changed our name and before we changed the format of the show. So enjoy. Welcome to the CEU show. Okay, so this is me. Like, I love this song. I'm sorry.
I can tell.
But you're actually not drinking rum and Red Bull.
I'll trade my recipe. We can't tell the secrets.
No.
Y'all, this is.
You know what? We should name it, you know?
What should we name it, though? Rum.
Punch.
There's actually no rum in it, actually.
Is this a punch?
Is it a punch?
No, it's not.
I mean, the base of a punch is in it. But there's nothing punchy about it.
There isn't.
Maybe we could say, like, the thing itself has...
See, you a spritzer. Because you said it was a spritzer early on.
The W bit has different fruits and, like, elements. Where's the bottle?
It's not this one.
The grape spritzer. Peach. Citrus, gooseberry, it's basically a punch at this point. You know what I mean?
So, see, you punch?
Like I said, it's a punch, bro.
The see, you punch. Trademark.
TM. Which one? No, that's copyright. TM. Too right. Okay, so this episode, we're going to be talking about Tori and I's film choice. So, Tori, what have you chosen today?
I've chosen Zack Snyder's Justice League.
Oh, right, yeah. And my one is The Watchmen. Hella basic shit.
Did you watch it recently?
Yeah, we watched it together.
We did?
We watched it together, bro.
When?
You know what?
I fell asleep.
I think it's kind of basic, you know?
Oh!
Let me watch it. Archer and The Watchmen. You just said the basic things.
Jesus Basic bitch. I'm going to revel in my basicness. It's okay to be a basic bitch. It's fine. If you like barefoot wine, if you like carbonara, it's okay. No spice. It's fine. Being basic is okay. Because then other people can add to you. And even though you're basic,
is this
a drunken tyrant? Like a drunken tyrant. It's okay to be a basic bitch.
In fact,
you know what? We're going to be a new BBC. Basic Bitch Club, y'all. Let's do this.
Are you hashtagging that? I'm actually worried.
She's been pouring too much of that bottle in there. It's a BBC. New BBC.
You just basic, you call yourself club. Basic, so I'm just left. I just wanna highlight
yes,
that.
That's fine. It's okay. Some men love basic bitches and we basic AF and we gon' embrace that. I'm
who
just
is
saying.
We?
All the other basic bitches out there.
It ain't us.
Because I was like,
hope you're not counting me part of that.
All the other basic bitches out there, we gonna embrace that. Is that? Yes, I like barefoot wine. Yes, I like Chardonnay.
No one's against
cardigans and shit. It's okay.
I'm a sip. I see you punch. It means.
Should I tuck mine?
Yes, please.
Let's hear yours.
Okay,
So, I don't know if a lot of people remember. I'm sure a lot of people remember. But I think it was 2017 or so when they released the first Justice League. And, I mean, I thought it was just there, you know. It was, it wasn't, like, mind-blowing. But it wasn't dreadful.
It was all right.
It was, yeah, it was all right. It was, like, medium. But this wasn't the time
some people will say it was shit.
Yeah, it was atrocious.
Just say what it was.
But, I mean, there were so many, you know, when the story starts...
Some people would say it was shit.
Some
a lot of people said it was shit.
The majority.
The majority. But at the time, what happened was, critics just like to pan everything DC did.
I hate critics. Let me just specify.
Yeah, critics are... I don't
go based on what Chris is.
Yeah, they would just pan something, and then I watch it, and I'm like, this is actually good.
Because Chris
slams. So I'm like, fuck you guys.
Superman v Batman.
Or is it Batman v Superman? I liked that
then
one.
I watched it, and it was actually all right.
I really
and
liked it.
I was like,
it.
What are these critics on about?
You know what I liked about it? When Batman was walking out.
Yeah?
Yeah. That bit was...
Good.
Hold up, let me guess why.
Was walking out.
I think we need like a thirst trap bit in
there. I need to refresh my mind, you know.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Ben Affleck walking out.
Obsessed with Ben Affleck. This is like the third time she's bringing up Ben Affleck. We love the... I was going to say some...
And I think he's single. But they said that he was entering a car... J-Lo's car, and I was like,
J-Lo,
excuse me,
I swear she's
it's been 20 years.
I swear she just left her like little fiance.
I don't know what's going on there. Oh. They're probably just friends. Who knows?
They're probably
like, anyway.
They've probably fucked already. To be fair, they're exes. So.
He just broke up with that girl from Knives Out as well. Oh, maybe I should have spoken about Knives Out. No, I'm going to carry on.
I like Knives Out.
Knives Out is amazing.
Let's do an episode on Knives Out then.
After this, obviously.
Should we watch it and then record it? We should watch Knives Out and then record.
That was a nice one. Literally right at the brim.
Pull me one too.
Ooh, okay.
Okay, so they released it. Some people didn't like it. I thought it was okay. But something just didn't, you know, it didn't add up something. Like, I watched it a few times. I remember then. I probably went to cinema like twice. Mm. I know it's weird, but I did. And some things didn't make sense, but they seem to have tied the story rather nicely.
Mm.
And then, you know, people hated it so much. I think afterwards they did Suicide Squad and whatever else. And I think they ruined... I thought it wasn't that bad. But the fact that they just did so many reshoots, like they did for Justice League...
And like, they tried to do that thing where it's like funny, but like really
it's not actually not funny.
And... I don't know. Like, you could tell that they specifically inserted funny bits into it to make it look more like Marvelish.
Yeah.
And I was like...
No, yeah, they changed the director.
DC.
To one of the...
Like, DC is Marvel just directors. Grim. And it's okay.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
But we know it's grim. We know it's fucked. But it's okay.
Yeah.
Because we're like, we like it. So, basically... Tori has just decided to ruin this entire podcast. Or just our entire... But I'm sorry for talking. Keep...
Going. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will stay...
Okay. Anytime. Basically, in the first movie, it was about this group of heroes coming together because Batman brought them together. What? Yeah, he was so hot. See, they now get it. Did you check out YouTube? Was that YouTube?
Can I just say one thing about men and women? Just slightly. You know when men are like, oh, she's hot, that woman over there is hot. And women are like, bleh. And then when women say, oh, that guy's hot. Or when women are thirsting over Henry Cavill. And then men are not supposed to say anything. Can I just say that both is creepy?
Can I mention I've been quiet?
Yeah.
You're like that kid in class that nobody likes. He's like, oh yeah, miss, I wasn't talking though. I don't want to be quiet.
Okay, there's a bitch.
Okay, I embrace my basicness.
So, so the first movie was about all the superheroes coming together because Batman brought them together. And that's what this movie is also about, in a way. Except Diana decides to join differently from the way it was shown. And it's true that Batman did go around trying to get all these people together. And, but at first, we did, in the first movie, I didn't even know what was going on. So it was like these boxes arrived. There was a box with the, in the first movie, it was like there was this box with the Amazons. Suddenly, it was calling some guy in some other world, right? Mm. This guy with the horns. So he comes in, okay. Tries, he fights with the Amazon, he gets the box.
It reminds me so much of Avengers with Loki.
Yeah, but yeah. But this one's called Steppenwolf. So okay. the horns goes with the, yeah. So he comes, he gets the box, and then they just know that, oh, and then they tell Diana somehow, and she goes to Batman, and they're like, oh yeah, these people have come to take box. We need to find the other boxes and protect them, blah, 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 blah. And then the story goes on from there. But in the new one, it was like, at the end of Dawn of Justice, Batman v Superman.
Okay, yes.
Superman
yes.
dies. Yes. And because he dies, it's like some kind of barrier breaks. And he was shouting. And he shouted, Zod shouted. And whatever their noise made, whatever noise they made, triggered the box to open. And the box called on to Steppenwolf.
Oh.
But in the first film, I didn't. It was just like one box randomly opened, and this guy is coming for it. We don't know what he wanted. We just know he was the bad guy, and he's coming for the boxes, and they wanted to destroy Earth. We don't know why. We don't know who sent them. So Steppenwolf, in the second one, when he hears the cry of the box, he comes for the box, takes it, he fights the Amazon women, the Amazons, and yeah, the fighting was more intense this time around. Like, you could see proper fights.
Okay.
And I think that side was longer than in the first movie. So, and then they shoot some kind of arrow to tell Diana, to warn her that someone has stolen a box from them. And then she goes into some kind of random ass ancient cave and then learns the story of how there's this mother boxes and someone called Darkseid wants the boxes.
And that wasn't in the first movie.
That wasn't right? Like, we didn't even know who wanted what, whatever, whatever. We didn't know any of that.
Okay.
So in the second movie fully tells you who's coming for it and why they want it, because apparently it turns the Earth into their own planet so they can inhabit the planet. And then he also says that there was a part of Earth that they were looking for, some kind of life on anti-life formula. So apparently what Steppenwolf was doing, he was conquering worlds several times, conquering different worlds, and he created this formula called the anti-life formula. He put that formula on Earth, but at the time when it landed on Earth and put, it kind of like hit the ground, and there was all this inscription on the floor. Like, Earth heroes came and fought him and sent him away. And apparently, he went in shame and he's been looking for the anti-life formula ever since. But, like, they found it on... Steppenwolf found it on Earth. And apparently, because he's been ostracized from the Darkseid people. So this is him conquering Earth in retaliation. Oh, sorry, not retaliation. It's conquering Earth to pay back, to say that, oh, I'm sorry for betraying Darkseid type thing.
Mm.
So he got, like, ostracized for penance. And that was how he decided to conquer Earth. So all of this story was not in the first one, but it's in the second one. And the second one just shows the story properly. Apparently the story is more about, like, fatherly love, whatever, whatever.
Fatherly love?
I know!
Wait, with who?
Barry and the dad.
That was like a smidge.
That's questionable. From what you describe, I would not.
No, comprehend. But okay. Maybe Darkseid wasn't Steppenwolf's father. But he kind of looked up to him, didn't he? Because Steppenwolf betrayed Darkseid. And so he decided to conquer worlds.
He just wanted to be, like, you know, back in the fold kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, so that this is his own penance. Okay.
Which one did you but enjoy see, more? The first one or the second one? Which one is
I can't really remember, but because this like one is recent, I like this one.
Okay.
Oh, you mean of this?
Yeah, which one did
movie?
You enjoy more?
Oh, the second one.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was there, Jason Momoa.
Okay. To be honest, I did tell Kenna that I did claim Jason Momoa as my husband.
Okay. But he's married, but carry on.
No. In my head.
Actually, you're the second person that has said that, that I know.
Can I just mention, this is one of them creepy moments I was on about.
What?
I'm just saying.
We are allowed to express.
Hey, look.
It will never happen.
People in the comments.
But this is their whole past.
I haven't not commented. I've kept it to myself in my head.
Okay.
And on this podcast.
It's okay. All right. That's okay.
Yeah, and the bits that I really liked in this movie was when they killed Steppenwolf. Spoiler alert, Steppenwolf dies. And... basically,
don't worry, this entire podcast like, is a spoiler.
Yeah, seems like they just punched him. There was like this, would I call it like a wormhole that leads to where Dark Side was? And what was going to happen was they were going to open this wormhole, Dark Side was going to come on Earth, or at least speak to Steppenwolf, and try to come on Earth and stuff like that. And they just opened this wormhole, someone punches Steppenwolf, and has this, like, flying back. Wonder Woman just does this, like, jumping circle thing, and she cuts off his head as he's going into the wormhole. I literally screamed. Do you remember that?
So
I
was like, cool.
Oh, my God! I was like, this is literally the coolest shot.
Let's also give Barry his flowers for all the running that he did. Yo.
I swear, this guy was... You know, at the time, I didn't know why he was running. I was like, but... what's the point of all his running? But basically, what happens was the plan had actually failed, right? When they were fighting Steppenwolf, so they were able to merge this three mother boxes that were supposed to destroy Earth. They were able to merge it, and then the thing blew up, and it basically people started dying because it blew up. So all the Superman them all of them, they are turned to mush basically. So. By the time Harry saw it, you have to run past and spin up like, I was like, chill, okay. Because at first I didn't catch what was going on.
Yeah.
Because I had to watch it twice to be like, what the hell just happened? Why is it? It was like, you have to run past and spin up like, I was like, okay, chill, okay. And then he started running. And, like, it was turning back the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get that. Because he was just running and there was, like, all these graphics around him.
Also,
can we also talk about the way he runs?
Oh, my God. That's not
he's
a way like, a regular person
like
runs.
Lunching arms and lunching legs. Like, I'm like, bro.
Hey.
Awesome. He's in bullshit
can
right now.
Can we watch Justice League as the cartoon?
No, this is not the cartoon.
It's very
No. But my point is that in the Justice League, the cartoon, the original cartoon, that like, you know that the Flash has been used repeatedly to change the universe.
Oh, but at this time, he's still like getting used to his powers.
No, she's just saying, like, based off of what you know of Flash.
The Flash.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
You should have known that he has the ability to...
I don't think she really watched like the animes.
That's what I'm asking. Like,
no, I know because I used to watch the TV
show.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like, if you watch the cartoon and you watch the TV show, you should know or be able to preempt.
Yeah,
at some point,
this is
he's gonna run it back in time. I reverse.
He had up until this point. He said like one time when he runs, like he kind of fiddles with time. But doesn't really know how it works.
But remember, literally though, at the start of the thing, he saves that girl.
Yeah, but that wasn't changing time. That
yes,
was him
was.
Running. That was not changing time.
It wasn't? He literally stopped time. No, it wasn't.
No, everything was slow around him because he's that fast.
Oh, okay.
But still enough, that's preemptive enough. But if he runs faster than time...
For a layman, it's not really. I mean, for someone who has an understanding of like the theories that there are in the world,
you'll know that.
Then
but if you're watching it,
like
this is your first time.
But if this is the first time you're kind of watching it, for a lot of people,
they do not get that.
Yeah, it was when I announced saw like
runner, he just runs.
Imagine
why is he changing time?
Yeah, so imagine if when I said
because if he can run fast enough to return.
Sorry,
when I said people blew up. And the reason why I knew that it was turning back time was because the people that blew up were coming back together.
Yeah.
But I didn't see them blow up.
You didn't see them blow up. Okay, fair enough. Maybe, because yeah. I've watched the Justice League, the cartoon show I was growing up. So I knew beforehand, I haven't watched the movie itself, but I've watched The Flash, the TV show, and I've watched the Justice League, the original cartoon that used to come out. So I knew the Flash's ability beforehand. So I know he can reverse time. I know he can slow down time. I know that he can shoot thunderbolts, depending on how... In a TV show, he can shoot thunderbolts, depending on how fast...
I don't know.
But I've watched such shows, so I know what other abilities he has. Because those shows are based off the... Not the cartoons, the... What's it called? Not mangas.
The comics.
They're based on the comics. Mm-hmm. So I know what abilities he already has. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, for people who have had that background knowledge, because I haven't read the comics, but I've been surrounded by friends that have been into comic books. Mm-hmm. So I know what his abilities are about. So the fact that you said at the beginning he was able to slow down time. That's, to me...
No, he reversed it.
So he's reversed time. That's preemptive to me. That should be to tell me, like...
Wait.
The first time you've he read it, really
that
fast.
Is to you.
Yeah. So people who are aware of what the Flash's abilities are, it should be preemptive. Capable.
You are right, but majority of people aren't. They haven't read the comics either, but most people haven't. They just go into the cinema because Batman is really famous and they know him, and Superman is really famous and they know him. That's it.
Fair enough. I give you that. To be honest, because unless you have read it for yourself,
yeah,
or you've been around people who have informed you of that thing, it's not as easy to tell.
Mm. Yeah, so sorry, carry on.
She wants her phone.
Carry on, please.
It's not as shocking.
Yeah.
Because the first time the Flash does it, I'm like, well done. Look at you. Look at you. But the second, third time he does it, I'm like, okay then. What else do you have? I see you did this three times beforehand where things don't go your way. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like literally between me and my brothers. Me and we use it as a running joke that the Flash is only useful when the Justice League fails.
Bruh. Oh my god.
Because think about it. It's only when the Justice League fails that he has to go back in time so they have a second or third chance to rewrite what happens. Or the second or third chance.
But however, hold on though. Remember how, like, Tori.
Mm-hmm.
Remember how from Batman, like the Batman film, Batman v Superman film, where Batman had a dream that he saw Barry, and that's what got him looking into, like, the other mutant-y supernatural people.
Remember
that?
Dream.
He had a dream that he saw the Flash, he saw Barry. Barry was the one who told him about Lois Lane, and that's that Lois Lane message that, you remember, at the end of Justice League, they had that dream. He had that dream with where Superman's gone bad, which kind of does the whole injustice thing, and he introduces that whole injustice. Oh, okay.
Okay, first of all, I don't know what injustice is.
Superman is better than that.
I don't know about Batman, but I know when Ray, the cyborg guy, when they were trying to wake Superman up, they said, one of the things, visions that he saw when he put his thing into the mother box was there's a reality where if things don't go right and all of them die, even though they realize Superman is the strongest or whatever, he could go to Darkseid's side and become evil Superman out of his grief.
Does nobody remember? Lewis is the answer.
Lewis is the key.
I haven't watched it, so I don't know.
I remember that when they said Lewis is the key, but he said he had a dream where, yeah, where he said Barry said, Lewis is the key.
Exactly. And, like, that keeps bugging him throughout the entire...
Yeah, but that was why when Superman went AWOL and Lewis tried, was the one that talked him down, because he literally was going to, like, beat the shit out... What did I say? He beat the shit out of all of them. Like, Barry was so running funny. In a super speed and he followed him with his eyes and he drew the other so that he would attack. Yeah. And at the time, Barry could not fight.
Like,
he could
only run. Barry had never met someone who could literally catch follow his him while he was lying. And so, Barry was
He was like, he ran into the wall.
He was like, this motherfucker on smoke, yo. He goes, oh my god. So yeah, I really liked it. Look, okay. One thing about me is anything with fighting, anything with, like, action and CGI, look, if it's bad, I'm still going to watch it and I'm going to love it.
That's if it's bad, I'm not going to watch it. But I guess with this one, I was just, like, a loyalist, you know? And this story seems to make so much sense.
Yeah.
Like, it followed on from...
It follows, yeah, it follows.
And then they introduced Masha Manhunter. There's also the whole director...
Yeah, I know. But let's get to that later. There's also the...
The director
change thing. Yes, because obviously Zach had been telling the story until that point where...
And then just
and
came
then someone,
in.
Was it Whedon?
Yeah.
That took over, and which obviously people have different, like, views of what the story is going to be, which it's
he took over, and then I think the Warner Brothers people came.
Why didn't they wait? But they clearly don't care about, like, the storytelling or the artistic value of the film. They just care about the money that they're going to get from it. Because now they've made money twice over. They've made money from the old one and they've made money from the new one.
Yeah. But I think at the time they didn't want to admit that they were wrong.
Because
they wanted... What they wanted to do was, why can't we release movies like Marvel where everyone's, like, hyped for it and those Marvel
and everything's
movies, you know...
Funny.
They're intense sometimes, but they're not, like, fully always intense, you know? Like, there's always funny bits or...
I feel but there's some mess of shit going on with the whole Marvel thing lately, though.
I feel like they were in a rush to compete.
Because
they hadn't released anything for a while.
Didn't even really plan the whole... You know the way Marvel tried to tie everything in together to make Avengers? And then the second Avengers...
Because they hadn't put anything out. I think since Batman, to be honest.
Like, Feige is on their necks, bro. Feige is like, I'm a step on y'all.
Since, like, Batman, I don't think DC hasn't released anything. And I feel like they had to compete somehow. So they were like, let's get this shit out. It might be bad, but at least it gets people talking. Because as we've been known, bad publicity is still good publicity. Because it gets people talking somehow.
Yeah. Any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
That's what people say. Yeah.
And clearly it worked for them. So I've had people tell me, don't bother watching the original, just watch the second one.
Yes.
So obviously, because I haven't watched
but
the second one.
But we didn't know it was going to come out.
We didn't know it was going to come out. But now
the second one is not canon though, right?
No, it's not canon. But but the reviews have been so good that the second one has actually had more revenue than the original.
Oh. What? Do you think they're going to make it canon then?
I don't
think so. How did they make more money? Because they did it through HBO. How could they have made
streaming money?
People are watching it more than they've watched the original. Because me personally, I haven't watched the original, but I've heard so much recommendations of the second one. Even yesterday night, I was like, let's watch the second one so it'll turn out.
Yeah.
So I don't even bother saying let's watch the original because I don't care for it.
You can actually find the original because
I've heard so many bad reviews of it. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
The story didn't make... I think looking back at it retrospectively, I'm just like, hey, it really was shit.
Like, I wasted my money off of
this. Yeah, like I said, I went twice, and it was still, at the time, I was just like, the way people were panning it at the time, though, I don't think it deserved.
And I feel like they would have to do a remake for people who actually are fans of the comics. Because, as I said, my friends who have watched the comics, if they had released another DC movie,
in the same line of the original, they would not have gone and watched it. Because
what do you guys think about the new Suicide Squad, though? Like, what you've seen so far about it.
And
what you think about the new Batman that's coming out.
Not sure I would like it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because DC promised that we're going to get Batfleck. Ben Affleck Batman movie. I was looking forward to it, let me tell you. I was
question like, for you.
Yes.
So do you like Ben Affleck or do you like Batman?
Like, I like Ben Affleck as Batman.
I need to differentiate your likeness
right
now.
I like Ben Affleck as Batman. He's not a perfect human being. He's an alcoholic.
And,
you know, he has issues.
Yes, we will.
He's a good Batman. He's a hot Batman.
To be honest, I watched his workout show as you were talking.
That's what I'm telling
and
you.
I appreciate like, the recommendation.
You see? That scene alone was what I was like.
Yo, toxic AF.
I appreciate
this is why
it.
I paid £10.
What? I just said appreciate. I appreciate Ben Affleck's hard work in this movie, especially in his workout scene.
Exactly.
But
the thing I liked about the first one was how they showed that this was Barry's first time doing proper superhero stuff, right?
Mm.
Like, he didn't know what to do. And Batman was like, just save one person at a time. You know, save one person and then move on to the next. And move that kind of thing. That was really encouraging. I didn't see that in this movie. And then there was the bit, which I thought was really cheesy, where there was, you know, this lasso of truth. And Aquaman was leaning on it, and then he just literally says,
Same thing. Same bare random shit.
Yeah, and people are just looking at him like, are you okay? But you know, there are some bits that they put in there that you could tell that it was cheesy.
Yeah.
But okay, I feel like if you don't know the direction of Zack's, like the way he does his stuff, like there's some outlandish things in there.
Yeah, like what's your superpower? I'm rich.
Which also, you know, Zack directed The Watchmen.
He did.
I'm sorry, I'm obsessed with that guy. And, like, there's some cheesy little bits and things that refer to something in the past and, like, some meta shit that's always in his directing and, like, things that you go back to watch it and you be like, oh, so, like, that does something, that does something. And it's like, ooh, mind-blowing.
Wait, are you saying this is on purpose so you have to watch this thing twice?
Mm? Yeah. That's what he does.
So he's saying,
like, usually
you need to watch it twice to get my revenue.
Not always, but usually when
like, I'm gonna get
when
he
directs something, he's usually like a fanboy of it. So he goes really like hardcore shit into it, like, and that's what
that's
I love about
case,
his, like what he does.
If that's the case, then that brings me back to the point of the Flash, the comic books.
Mm, exactly,
because I knew preemptively,
but
he would do that.
But here's the thing: he himself is a fanboy. But most of the people watching it, they're not fanboys.
Okay,
like
so a question then. Do you feel like he makes this to make people aware of what's happening in a wider story?
Maybe.
Or
yeah.
He makes it for the core people, like my friends,
who are into it. Yeah. Like,
what he did
with Star Trek, I thought that was fucking amazing.
What did you do with Star Trek?
He changed the flip with the whole time thing. I think he likes to play with time, this
Star
guy.
Star Trek.
The new Star Trek, the first one, it was him.
No.
It wasn't.
This guy does reboots. There's this director that does a lot of reboots. He did Star Trek. He did Star Wars.
Hey, Bixby.
Please bring Siri.
Somebody speak to Siri. Bixby. Hey Bixby.
Is she ignoring you?
No. She's here somewhere.
Nah, she's ignoring you.
Hey Bixby. Look, she comes up. Oh fuck.
Nah,
okay. Somebody
she's ignoring
Siri.
You.
Where's Siri? Ask Siri, who's the director of the first Star Trek? Oh no, Star Trek.
Hey Siri,
yeah.
Who's the first director of Star Trek?
2009.
J.J. Abrams.
Oh!
Yeah,
it's completely different.
J.J. Abrams. Oh, I love J.J. Abrams. Wait, so which one did he? Oh, okay,
don't
worry about it.
But
then.
Our series confirmed.
I'm sorry, J.J. Abrams.
Are you re-smoking?
J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing.
She's re-smoking. We're meant to get... to come over today
and get us some gummies.
Right.
But some is apparently out somewhere in quarantine. I don't know where.
Quarantine. Yeah, I'm aware.
No,
he's gone out. Let's just say that.
He's living his best life without us.
He's living his best life.
Without us. Which is the crime.
He's going to come in on Monday and he's going to be like, Chenna, why were you messaging me bears?
On Tuesday.
He's going to be like, Chenna, you were messaging me bears over the weekend.
It's not me. It's my friend.
You were obsessed with me. I'm just going to be like, look.
It's
I was pressured into this. It's peer pressure. Anyway, let's get back to Zack Snyder.
Might note him and see if it comes to me. Nothing.
Let's go back to Zack. So, and Justice League. So, basically, what would you say is the take-home about the DC MV? What's the universe?
Universe.
DC Universe.
The DCCU.
What?
The
EU.
DC Cinematic Universe.
I don't think... Is it called Cinematic
Universe? It's the M... What's the Marvel Cinematic MCU. Universe? MCU.
But they don't go by DC. MCU. They just go DCU.
Well, that...
What I... My take-home is... Warner Brothers should not have final say on the movie. Because okay. They are all dickheads. And right. They don't... They're just there to cash grabs. And they just want their movies to look like other people's movie, rather than for the movie to exist in its own way and for people to appreciate.
Do they think that they forget about artistic value and like?
Probably, but
taking the message to like the core fans, and they want to like
they want a fluffy
the
movie.
General people to like love it.
Yeah, but here's the thing:
that's what
if something isn't like authentic, general people wouldn't like it.
Mm.
You know, it just feels like a rip-off of what Marvel would do.
Yeah.
Do you think it's because... And they delivered it wrongly.
Do you think it's because,
the way
like,
they delivered it was just awful.
The fanboys these days, like, the anime... Not the anime, like, the comic novel people, they have more of a voice now. So yes. They can tell the general people that, don't watch it, it's trash.
Well...
I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, but because... they're louder now than like... they used to be. When... You know, remember all these Hulk movies that we had... In the past.
I love Hulk.
I mean, that's Marvel, but that was shit.
I agree that they're louder now, but they're still in a minority. If you compare the comic book fans to the majority, they're still in the minority.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point.
Because as I said, like, my friends... I haven't read the comics, but I've watched The Flash.
Yeah.
I've watched the original Justice League anime.
Yeah.
I know what's meant to happen.
Like, it kind of also relates to anime as well. Like, there's certain animes that blow and that people are into. When, like, maybe when they were young, and then obviously something happens when they're older, and then they obviously keep watching it, like Dragon Ball Z. Like, Dragon Ball Z is one of them animes that guys really love, but they don't really fuck with anime like that. Mm. They only just watch Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And then they get to talk trash about the people who watch anime. And
but I don't think that's
like,
what happened with Justice League. What I'm saying is, like people who are into the comics, who have watched the originals,
they
are there.
Yeah,
but then there's not enough of us for there to be traction.
What I'm saying is that then people that watch like Spider-Man and Friends and Spider-Man Adventures and like the fluffy stuff that make it to the general people, then people love Spider-Man because it's something that was marketed to the general population.
Yeah.
So because of that, they kind of associate it with that, with that general stuff, but they're not into the hardcore comics and watching. They haven't seen the Injustice bit. They haven't seen like the Joker comic. They haven't seen the like all the other comics. They just know what's in general.
But I feel that's not good enough.
Yeah, well, most people are that though.
No, that's the general.
We think it's
okay.
I'm just saying, we are somewhere in the middle because we're not hardcore like that. And we're not, like, really in the general population because we know more than they do. But
I feel like they need to verify, they need to voice properly who their target audience is. Because they can't be marketing themselves as the Justice League movie and say the following, the comic books. Because my friends who have read the comic books,
I don't think
would be like, what the, like I was with The Promised Neverland. I was like, what the fuck have you actually done this?
But most times they don't follow.
They don't actually follow
the comic book. They take inspiration from it. I'm saying, don't market it to us if it's not for us.
But it is for you because you might like it.
Okay, fair enough. We might like it. But don't say we're doing it because of this storyline. Okay. Because even with, like, I read some story, like, some YouTubers comment on the Black Panther about the origins of the...
I'm sorry, I don't fuck with Black Panther or comics like that.
Okay, fair enough. I haven't read about Black Panther. What the bad guy who the ones who lives in the mountain?
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. So I read commentaries on what they are supposed to do and how they were portrayed in the comic in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar, but they're very different.
But I feel like they had to change it for the kind of market that we are.
I'm saying they had to change for the current market they're into. But I'm saying, if they're going to change it, at least let us know beforehand.
No.
They can't do that.
Because then you know the story. What's the point of watching it?
No, we're not the story. But just say, we're not following canon of the comic books.
It was like in the 1960s or something, wasn't it?
Each unit is a completely different
universe. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Although
it's inspired from the old, from like the comics and stuff and the cartoons, it's completely different.
I understand it's completely different.
Okay.
But the inspiration is still the same.
That's the thing. Inspiration. You can take inspiration from something, but not have it be the same as what you're being inspired by.
I agree.
Exactly.
And that's what this is. That's what the current cinematic universe is. And I'm willing to accept that. And people should be willing to accept that.
I accept that. But my argument is, the storylines are very
similar
to the point where it is. Where if someone wants to read a comic book...
So where you assume that you're going to get the same results as the comics.
Because as I was saying with the animes, with The Promised Neverland, I was assuming, because the first two episodes was very similar, that I was going to get
the same thing.
But it wasn't the same thing, because I missed
out. Like some water? Oh, you don't drink tap water. I have a filter, but I'll have to put it on for you.
But... They missed out so many things. I'm not saying that they should be exactly the same. Hmm. I'm just saying that at some point, during at least the advertisement, it should be shown to us that they're the different storylines. Because the perception...
But then that would spoil the money, though. Because they've got to get the fanboys excited about it.
But the point is, the general is still more than the fanboys.
Yeah, exactly.
They're still going to get the money, regardless of where... If the market...
But they want the fan people because they're the ones that promote news.
Yeah,
the fan people aren't spreading good news.
But I'm saying when they see the trailer.
When they see the trailer... Yes, they do spill good news. Once they watch the movies, they're like, I feel like that could go both ways.
They can either like it or not like it. But by that time, the general people have already gone to the cinema to watch it. So
as I'm saying, just market it for the general people. If that's what you want it for, if you want it for the general masses.
But here's the thing. How can they deselect you from... marketing from the general public?
I don't know. Show a different middle.
Okay.
Show a different middle.
Here's the thing.
Hold on. If you're a fan of something.
Hold on. But they do release different trailers for these things.
There's the first trailer, the second one, cater to general people, and some of them cater to hardcore fans.
So, they could just release the ones for the general fans.
But here's the thing, they don't want to alienate the hardcore fans.
But here's the thing, if you're a fan of something and they're making a movie about it, whether they market it to you or not, once you hear about it,
you're going to watch
you're
it.
You're going to look
it's
into
like Mortal
it.
Kombat with me. Look, I've already heard all the reviews and everyone's saying this shit. I'm still going to watch it and get my own conclusions from it. Simple.
Not for me. Once I know something's not for me, I won't watch it.
But how would you
once
know it's
I,
not for
I,
you?
Once I watch
trash
the first...
behavior. Trash behavior. I'm joking.
Promise
number
one. I watched the first episode and I noticed they missed out so many things from the original from the manga. I knew they were catering to the mass popularity because it was for me, because I already knew what's meant to happen. I already know the storyline. I know what's meant to happen.
That's not always the reason, though.
That's not always the reason, but people, if you know what's meant to happen, and does it happen the way you know it's meant to happen, it sometimes pulls you out of it. You're disengaged. I'm pretty sure there are some mangas or some animes where you know the storyline is meant to happen in a certain way and it doesn't happen a certain way, and you feel disappointed. You might still continue with it, but you're disappointed.
Here's the thing.
I'm not saying you didn't stop watching
no,
it.
I'm just going to comment on that.
But you still, you still watched it.
Let her comment on it.
Sometimes, okay, it's like what I said about there's a straight line of the comic book and then the story goes in and out, in and out, in and out, right? Mm. If they do the exact thing that's in the comic book, exact word for word, whatever, whatever, right?
Okay.
It just becomes predictable. You know where the story is going, you know everything.
Mm.
But
it just
the director, the writer of the story and the director, very two different people.
Mm-hmm.
Very two different people.
But
because I'm going
okay,
to finish
okay,
this.
Okay, okay. I'll let you finish.
Authors, they waffle. They give you so much detail. They waffle, and sometimes
if they do
the animation for everything, they watch through it and then they realize that this is dragging too much.
You don't need that part.
Yeah,
cut it.
And they cut it out. So it could be the intention to actually do everything the same,
okay.
But then they start finding in areas that maybe this would not work well in.
Then why not work with the original writer of the original source?
Sometimes they do,
but in most cases, with these universes,
mm-hmm.
they do not. Especially with mangas, I feel like the only manga I've watched so far that where the source material has
been fully respected,
it was Naruto, because he was involved with the anime production.
And even One Piece, there's been some deviations.
Even with One Piece, he's involved. So he knows. Even if they skip, even if they cut things out, he knows the story is still going to follow his original source material. But in most cases, they did not involve the original source writer to have his input on where he feels at that point the story should go.
Mm.
And that's why they lose people. I'm not saying they shouldn't have their own story, their own perception of the story.
Mm.
I'm saying that the way they market things, they make it seem that it's gonna incorporate both the general and the people who have read his original source material. And in most cases, you can't cater to both. It's very hard to cater.
But Marvel were able to do it
loosely. I say loosely because people enjoy the way that they tell the story, but in most cases, did not go for the source material.
They were
inspired by the source material, but they did not follow the source material. But they enjoyed it. But that's not set to say, because I've heard people say they miss XYZ out of it.
Mm-hmm. But they have to adapt it to the 21st century.
I agree. Now. They have to adapt. But I'm saying, adapt it to the way that it makes sense to everyone and not just to a majority.
Okay.
But if regular people get it, why wouldn't hardcore people get it?
Can I give a good example of an adaptation?
Go ahead.
The Boys.
What?
The Boys.
I've watched it.
The light is blinding.
Do you not know we've been drinking hard liquor? But you didn't turn the lights on.
Oh my god.
You're supposed to start trying to harm my eyes, you know? It's trying to blind me.
It's trying to make me not drunk.
Ooh.
I want to stay drunk. Okay, so what I meant about The Boys is,
What's it about again?
The Boys.
I haven't watched it. I haven't read it either.
It's like...
A girl needs to pee and change. By a girl, I mean me.
Yeah, I know this.
But they don't know who the girl is.
Okay, let's just pause. Okay, so there's been a lot of agreements and disagreements about this whole... What's it called? Snyder's Cut? So... And like,
I
really, really deep fans of something and really, really, like, just general people. So.
The deep fans, aka none of my friends, appreciate it.
Like Nico cut. Says, shush.
And your sister shush. Said, why are you talking so much? Shush.
So basically, we gonna stop this there because it's been a mad comment. And we love this conversation. So if you guys agree or disagree, if you have something to say, say it. If you don't have something to say, still say some. Tell us what you think. Tell us how you guys are feeling. And if we're going to respond. And when we respond to you guys, just let us know what you're thinking. And if you agree or don't agree. And if you're feeling someone, just let us know. And
do you think they should follow more of the source material? Or do you think they should have more creative freedom over things. What they show?
Yeah. Yes. So, peace.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all social media platforms at The See You Show. Thank you. Welcome to The See You Show.